Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4, the last of the Perek. It's a short Perek. And again, we're talking here about how to interpret someone's words regarding an agreement to sell something. So there are two cases in the Mishnah. The first one says, Ha'omer lechavero, if one says to his fellow, Chatzi sada ani mochelach, I'll sell you half of my field. And that was the deal. So they didn't specify in their agreement, you know, they finalized the deal, they did a kinyan, but it wasn't clear what half, which half, how are you measuring half. So there are two basic ways you can be measuring half. Since they didn't specify the particular location, it doesn't seem like there's an argument over, you know, it should be the northern or southern half, etc. But the question is, you could do half in terms of acreage, like in size, so 50% of the land, or it could be 50% of the value, because part of the field may be less attractive, less valuable, because it's less fertile. Maybe it has rocks inside of it and the like. So therefore, there's a question, when a person agrees to sell half his field, did he mean half of the area or half of the value? I mean, field worth half the value of the total. So our Mishnah says, Mishamnin b'nehen v'notol chatzi sadeo. Mishamnin b'nehen means, according to the Rambam, they essentially do an appraisal amongst them. So they figure out how much the whole land is worth. They discover this land, the original owner's field before it's broken up, is worth $2,000. So therefore, half of that is $1,000. And therefore, the seller has to give $1,000 worth of field to the buyer. Presumably, the field he will give is actually going to be more than 50% of the land, because if he had to choose between a smaller field or a larger field that has the same amount of productivity, you'd go for the smaller field, because smaller fields are less work in terms of the plowing and the planting, irrigation, and so on and so forth. And therefore, a smaller but more fertile, productive field will be more attractive than a larger but less productive field. So presumably, actually, more than 50% of the land would go to the purchaser, but exactly 50% of the value. That's the first part of the Mishnah. The Chiddush is you're talking 50% of value, not 50% of land. Now, the second part of the Mishnah reads, Chetzia bedarom ani mochelach, the southern half of the field I'm selling to you. So again, that can mean one of two things. It could mean half in terms of value or half in terms of square footage. And it could also possibly mean not literally the southern half, but the value of the southern half. So says the Mishnah, Mishamnin b'nehem, they do indeed appraise the value, and then v'notol chetzi b'darom, after appraising the value, they give the southern half to the purchaser. So according to the Rambam and the Halacha, what this means is, they again divide based on value, not on square footage. So that would mean that you would essentially measure the value of the whole field. It comes out to being $2,000, let's say. And then you measure from the southern part of the field how much of that from the southern part do you need to give. So it's worth $1,000, half the value. And that's what the purchaser would get. That's what the Rambam learns. The Barthanura learns, quite surprisingly, again, not la halacha, to me, it's surprisingly, that he learns this really like the first part of the Mishnah, which means you measure the southern half in square footage, you find out what it's worth in value, and then that's the amount of value that the seller must give. But the seller actually could be giving, for argument's sake, the northern or eastern or western part of the field. The southern part was just to talk about how much value, the southern half in value, but given anywhere of the total field. That's what the Bar Tanur learns, not La Halacha. Okay, so that's that. Now, the Mishnah goes on to have one more piece of the puzzle here before we move on, and that is when you're dividing up the field in half. So we saw back in the first parak that it was customary for a sada to be divided up with like a gedder, a fence, a wall, and the idea is so that there shouldn't be animals crossing over from one person's fence to the other. And here we're going to see that not only did they put up a fence, like a gedder, a wall, I should say, between the two fields, but also they would dig like two little ditches, a larger ditch and a smaller ditch, next to the walls that would inhibit animals from jumping over. So here we're saying that the seller is going to expect the buyer to have the ditches on his side of things so that the animals don't come in now in, from the new buyer's field and invade the seller's field. So the question now is, who allocates that space? So the Mishnah says, Vahu, and he, meaning the person, is understood to be the buyer. Mekabla lav makom hageder. He accepts upon himself the place of the geder and the charitz uven charitz, and the charitz is the ditch next to the fence, wall, I should say, and ben charitz is like the baby charitz, the smaller one. What do you mean, the regular charitz, a regular ditch and a baby ditch? Because it says, v'kami charitz, how wide is the main ditch? Shisha tfachim, it's six tfachim wide. It's not clear to me how deep it is. Six tfachim wide, which is, you know, like an amma wide. Uben charitz and the baby charitz, how wide is that one? It's shlosha, it's three. And since there'll be a tefach between the two, the six and the three divided by tefach, right next to the main gather the wall, so you're giving a total of 10 tfachim of space besides the wall. So the question is, who should allocate that space? So the way that most learn it, it's the space is allocated by the, or it's allocated to the new, the field that was purchased. In other words, the buyer gets 50% of the field, let's say, less whatever has to be allocated towards making a pair of ditches as well as the wall. There are those who learn that, like the Rashbam, for example, on the Gemara, that the place for the fence actually is allocated from the seller side, whereas the ditches are allocated from the buyer side. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mechaber Paskins, like those who say everything comes from the buyer, since the seller gets to determine as he's the Mochsuk and he's the one who interprets his words and everything else. So therefore, he's going to force the buyer to allocate from his path the place for the wall and the two ditches. According to the, like I said, the Rashbam, the wall part of it is allocated from the seller side, and that's how the Ramah paskins.